Coming up, can the machines beat us at our own game? We told an advanced AI model to make us the ideal retirement plan. Is it good? Can it replace our advice and experience? Can it make you more money? Find out next on Prosperity Playbook.
This is the Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs.
Let's talk about the green flags.
Helping you raise your money and your life.
Welcome on into the show. This is Prosperity Playbook. I'm your host, Gary Nolan. Here to help you take charge of your money is Nicole Gibbs. We're a real live living person. We're not AI, Nicole. We're here live, right?
We are here live, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing great. Where are you today? Tell our listeners what you're doing today.
So I'm actually in Atlanta today, but I'm headed to D.C. this weekend for a conference I'm super excited about with this guy named Cedric Nash. He wrote a book, and he just has like some wealth strategies and all the good stuff that I talk about in retirement planning. So, you know, I have to go get trained and stuff, too. That's one of the ways I, you know, get information and find out things that I may not know about, going to different conferences and stuff. So I'm excited about
that. That's great. Mm-hmm. Continuing education for you, Nicole Gibbs. We love that.
We are going to be talking about continuing education later in the show. So, yes, it's amazing that you actually said that.
All right. Well, let's dive into the show. Let's talk about AI. We're going to break new ground on the show today with AI. It's no secret everyone's talking about artificial intelligence. The stuff is a new spell check. It's fundamentally changing the way we work, even the way we invest. Here's the bottom line. Now, the host of the show recently got access to an advanced AI model. Now, we're not going to say which one it is, but it's powerful. And we put together real retirement plans for an American who is 50 years old. Now, we're going to look at this plan, critique it as humans with serious wealth management experience. Can the machines beat us at our own game? Can AI ever replace what we do? Maybe we'll find out on today's show. So here's the deal, Nicole. Here's the goals. It's a 50-year-old individual, and the goals are accelerate retirement savings, adjust investment strategy for risk management, and plan for healthcare and long-term care needs. Here's our first strategy, and you'll talk about each one of these strategies and see if it makes sense or not.
Yeah.
Maximize retirement contributions.
So the first thing I want to say is AI is only as good as the person that's using it. You do not ask AI. Well, so fun fact, really, really, really quick. I am an AI agent. Like, I'm not an agent, but I am kind of like certified in this area. I worked with the Urban League. I had a contract. So just so you know, I have multiple streams of income. I got into financial services later in my life, like when I was like 32 or 33. But before that, I had a career in business development, marketing, creative writing, copywriting, and things like that. And it's helped me because when COVID first hit and I was doing retirement planning with the teachers, I couldn't go into the schools. So that particular skill set kind of set in. I got a contract with Urban League of Greater Atlanta and Tennessee, and I literally was teaching business development through AI. So I was teaching them how to use AI within their business so they could digitally market XYZ. So fast forward to this particular situation or this case, first of all, you didn't ask AI the right question. It said goals, you know, and Gary read the goals, accelerate retirement savings, XYZ, and then it spit out strategies. It didn't give any specific or definitive strategy. So this was a question you could just ask Google. You know, with AI, AI is a little bit more in depth. So to maximize retirement contributions, it just gave a vague answer like catch up contributions. Take advantage of high contribution limits for individuals age 50 and over in retirement accounts. Gary, did it give you an answer? Yes or no?
No, not really.
It did not give you an answer. No. So like I said, AI is only as good as the human that's using it. The next thing it said was increase savings rate. Allocate more income toward retirement savings, especially if behind on goals. Still no answer. Mm-hmm. You still don't know what to do. So as a financial advisor, financial consultant, I would definitely provide specific ways based on your situation to help you maximize your retirement contributions.
All right. Number two, reevaluate investment portfolio.
So AI says adjust your asset allocations. Okay. So gradually shift toward a more balanced portfolio to reduce risk. This is what it's telling you. Incorporating bonds and other income generating investments. Did that help?
Mm-hmm. Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot. So it's like you have to do an even deeper dive. First of all, you cannot, you first, you need to speak to somebody. The fact that it doesn't have in the beginning of this particular retirement strategy that you should, you know, seek consulting or seek someone trained and licensed in this area, I think it's a disservice. The next thing it says is diversification. Ensure investments are diversified across various asset classes. It's like reading like a textbook. It's not giving you any specific result-driven ideas to get you to where you want to go. So
okay, I got you. Yeah. So far, it's not very helpful. Debt reduction.
Debt reduction. Debt reduction should have been one of the first. That's the first thing. I feel like there's this teacher that her name used to be Ms. Moss Gary, and every time you wrote, she was an English teacher. Every time you wrote something, and it was you had the wrong adverb, you had the wrong adjective, she would get down. If it was wrong, she would mark an X on the entire thing. You know, like some teachers, they would scratch through the sentence. Not her. She would X right. through the entire thing. This is what I want to do with this plan. I just want to X through the entire thing. But debt reduction should have been first, because eliminating high interest debt, like prioritize paying off your remaining high interest debts and planning to reduce your mortgage debt, is what the AI is suggesting that you do with this plan. Consider strategies to pay down mortgage or other significant debts before retirement. But there's no real answer, or there's no real strategy that it gave you. So you would need to ask it another question in order for you would have to ask it, can you please provide specific strategies to pay down my mortgage, which is $250,000 over the next right. 20 years? Like, you have to add to it. You have to put more into it with AI.
Exactly. Exactly. The show is Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. Nicole is with the Dixon Agency, has over 10 years experience in retirement planning business. Let's get you on the calendar, all set up with that comprehensive plan. There's no cost. There's no obligation. It is 888-919-0024. 888-919-0024. I can tell we're going to make this into two segments because there's a lot to get to. So I think we'll do segments one and two on
this,
Nicole.
Let's see if we can chuck through it.
Let's see how it goes here. Okay.
Okay.
Retirement income planning. What do you think about that?
So the two that they gave you is estimate retirement expenses. So you have to project retirement living costs. That's the same thing. The same cost that you have while you're living, you're going to have while you're retired. So if you have a budget, you already know what that could possibly be. And then it says identify income sources. Access expected income from Social Security, pensions, and personal savings. It's not really giving you anything. I would tell you go to SSA.gov. I would tell you to download your statements to see if you did want to retire in at ages 62, 65, 66, or 70, what would be the best time for you to take your Social Security, so we would have a more in-depth conversation about retirement income
right.
planning.
Okay, yeah, we're rolling through these. I think we'll be okay.
Okay.
Healthcare and long-term care planning.
So you should review your health insurance, of course. If you're over 65, you automatically are going to qualify for the Medicare. So you need to also say that. But it doesn't say anything about Medicare. It doesn't mention anything. It does say consider long-term care insurance and how you should evaluate that to protect your assets and not really dig into your expenses. But it didn't even tell you that, you know, you should check into Medicare Parts A, B, C, D. Try to learn about it if you don't already know about it. So, yeah, you need a human to kind of help you with these kind of things.
Absolutely. Number six, financial planning and advice.
It's way down to the bottom. You see this, Gary? They have consult a financial advisor as the number six thing to do in this plan, and that should have been number one. So it says consult a financial advisor, work with a professional to refine your retirement strategies and address any gaps. And also it says estate planning, update or create wills. You can't do that yourself. Trust, you definitely can't do a trust by yourself. Designations for beneficiaries. You can designate a beneficiary because that's super easy to do, but you would definitely need to consult with an attorney in some type of way if you want to create a will or a trust.
Mm-hmm. Maximize Social Security benefits. What about that?
So it says plan timing. So strategize on when begin taking Social Security to maximize lifetime benefits. It doesn't even give you the website to go on. Literally, I spoke to someone last week about Social Security and what their statement should tell them and how they can literally go online and get all this information right at their fingertips. It doesn't even give you that. And this was all they had to do is give you more information to make this plan a little bit more in depth.
Okay, tax planning. What about that?
Tax planning is important. I think it's at the bottom where it should be when it comes, because taxes don't really come into play until you're ready to withdraw. But it basically says that tax planning, you should think about minimizing your tax liability, explore strategies. It just keeps saying explore strategies to reduce taxes in retirement, such as a Roth conversion or a tax-efficient investment. But it doesn't tell you that you definitely need a financial professional or a financial advisor to help you administrate the paperwork, number one. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Emergency fund maintenance.
Something else that's at the bottom of the list. Where do you think this should have fell, Gary?
Much more toward the top.
Yeah, it should have been at the top. It says replenish savings. Why are you replenishing? First of all, you should not even be taking anything out of your emergency savings account. You should only be putting things in. The only way you take money out of your emergency fund is if an emergency happens. Something with a car, something with your home, something whereas, and it's just something unforeseen. That's the only time you use that. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, you really don't deal with those things. But if you do have to, you have it. But I think this should have been at the top of the list, along with the debt reduction situation.
And finally, employment considerations.
Evaluate career options. Yeah, this is number 10. I think this is where it should be. It basically says consider opportunities for higher earnings or benefits, including part-time or consulting work. Consulting work is good because it's generic. And if you specialize in a subject matter and you're the expert, you could actually make a really good living in retirement just from doing consulting work.
Okay, let's get to our bonus discussion. AI wants to implement these things if it was the supreme machine god in charge of regulating financial affairs for the United States. Are these good ideas? Universal retirement savings programs. Talk about these, Nicole.
So we basically put into the system, hey, what is a good way to regulate financial affairs in the United States? AI spit back out to us, universal retirement savings program should include automatic enrollment, where you enroll all working citizens in a national retirement savings program with the ability to opt out rather than opt in, increasing participation rates. Would you do that, Gary?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
You would opt in, and then it says employer contribution. It would make minimum employer contributions to employee retirement accounts, similar to models used in other developed nations. So you wouldn't even have an option. You would have to take care of your employees in that way. What do you think about that one?
I like that.
I like it too. Portable accounts is the last thing. Ensure that retirement accounts are portable, following individuals throughout their careers, regardless of job changes. I think that is amazing because some companies, they lock you down, your retirement down, and you can't do nothing with it until you're ready to retire.
Right. Absolutely. Boy, that was a great fast-flowing first segment for sure, Nicole.
It definitely was.
Tell us what you do for your listeners when you meet with them.
So when you meet with us, we actually sit down and we have a discovery call and we discuss where you are when it comes to retirement and where you would like to be. What I do is meet you where you are, because one size does not fit all. And because one size does not fit all, the retirement plan that we have to plan for you has to fit you. So if you are serious about trying to figure out what you should do when it comes to your retirement plan, we're here to help. We're taking the next 10 callers on our calendar next week. Gary, tell them how they can get in contact with us.
Absolutely. That number is 888-919-0024, 888-919-0024. Folks, it's no cost, it's no obligation. Get a better handle on your financial situation. It starts by picking up the phone. Nicole and the team at Dixon Agency standing by this weekend, ready for your phone call, 888-919-0024. Do it right now. That was a fast-paced segment one. We got a lot more coming up. Segment two, straight ahead. Nicole, what do you have for me?
Coming up, the trials of financial planning and how you can take a strategic approach to make your financial vision a reality.
We are having a lively discussion today on Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. Nicole is with the Dixon Agency, has over 10 years experience in retirement planning business. And as we dive into segment number two, here we go. The financial trial of the century is upon us, whether it's part of the mass exodus of workers and the peak 65 phenomenon, economic ups and downs, the retirement of the pension, three-legged stool, retirement system does our parents use? Let's just say that retirement planning process can be overwhelming. We're diving into a few hypothetical case studies today, showing you how to cut through the noise and identify core issues of each of them. Let's get started. Nicole, we got some case studies I'm going to have you comment on, all right?
I like case studies, yes.
All right, here we go. Case study number one. I'm going to call this the unprepared retirees. Now, John is 65, planned to retire, relies solely on Social Security. He's unmarried and doesn't have any children. His father had a pension and Social Security was more than fine. What are John's core issues, and how could folks in a similar situation avoid the issues that John is facing? Sounds like he's got a couple issues when he's only on Social Security, Nicole.
Yes, he definitely does. So the core issues that I identified so far is one, inadequate savings. So John failed to save beyond Social Security, creating a significant gap in his retirement income. Here is how you calculate your retirement income gap, because this is So one of the things, again, that I used to do when I used to go inside of the schools and talk with the teachers is talk about this gap, because they were solely relying on Social Security and also their pension. So that's where their 403B or Roth IRA would come into play. Remember, certain industries can only save in certain retirement brackets or accounts. So there is a calculator online. So the difference between necessary expenses and guaranteed income like Social Security is how you determine how much risk your portfolio can handle. So if John, okay, Gary, you're going to have to be John just for 30 seconds. Are you okay with that?
I'll be John. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
So the retirement, so there are free calculators all online. And then when you're ready to retire, just put it in Google and ask for a free retirement income gap. But this one says, what is your age, Gary? It's 65, right?
Right.
Okay. And what age would you like to retire?
67.
All right. And then what is your planned life expectancy? How long do you plan to live?
Oh, at least 85.
85, not 90?
Okay, let's go for 90.
Let's go for 90. Okay. And then last but not least, what is the amount of your current retirement savings?
$100,000.
$100,000. How much are you saving for your retirement annually? Are you still saving?
No, I've stopped saving.
Okay, you stopped saving. Let's see. I'm going to just put a dollar. And then how much are you anticipating from Social Security annually? $25,000 or so or more?
Yeah, about that. Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then what will be your estimated monthly expenses in retirement?
About $5,000 a month.
Okay. Once you answer those questions and you hit calculate, the calculator then tells you what your income gap is. And Gary, total savings at retirement, you're falling short of $821,738. So it's going to tell you.
I knew it.
You knew it. You did not. You said you retired at 60. Wait, you were saving at 65. You retired at 67. You didn't give yourself any type of time horizon. So when you actually do these calculators, the truth of the matter is put the right information in and it's going to spit out where you are. So I think that's important. The other thing, the core issue I identified with John is his lack of financial literacy. He didn't understand investment options and how to grow his savings. So that kind of did him a disservice.
Yeah, how did he get there? Ignoring savings and avoiding financial advice, I guess, huh?
Yes, he did. He was relying solely on Social Security, and it left him vulnerable to rising costs. And he hesitated to consult a financial planner, thinking he could manage on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So his path to victory would be seeking professional help and maybe part-time work, Nicole?
That should be number one. That should be number one. Had John consulted a financial advisor who emphasized the importance of diversifying his investments, the amount he had to draw from in retirement would be far and away higher than living month to month off of Social Security. So he had to take a part-time job, allowing him to supplement his income and invest in a Roth IRA.
All right. Now he's that Walmart greeter.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
I guess so.
Yeah. Right, how about this? Case life.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Case study number two, the overconfident investor. Next, we talk about Lisa, who's heavily invested in a single stock, believing it would secure her retirement. What about Lisa's issues?
So the core issue with Lisa is she ignored diversification, putting all her investments into one asset. Why would you just one bag? You need more than one bag. And think about that in an analogy form. You need more than one or two ways for income to be coming to you, not only before you retire, but even after you retire. The other thing is emotional decision making. She made decisions about financial well-being based off of worry and fear and just honest uncertainty. It was things she made up in her mind that she was just like, I'm just going to stick with that. And unfortunately, that led to poor investment choices.
Mm-hmm. And what's her losing strategies?
So the thing about this strategy that she thought would work for her is the lack of diversification and failure to gauge risks made her very vulnerable, especially in the market. So ignoring the importance of the diversification left her portfolio very vulnerable to market fluctuations. When you emotionally invest, you panic during downturns. And what she did was she held on to losses instead of making informed decisions.
So what should be her winning strategies? What should she go ahead and do?
So after all of these ups and downs with your emotions and your money, you probably had two or three heart attacks and high cholesterol, right? But a winning strategy is diversification. After she consulted with a financial advisor, Lisa diversified her portfolio with not only bonds, but also index funds. Don't we talk about index funds all the time on this show? We do. And one of the things that I think that you should know, like, there are seven common diversification options for a resilient retirement portfolio. I'm gonna name seven of them really quickly. Dividend stocks is one. So dividend stocks is investing in established companies that pay regular dividends, and it provides a steady taxable income stream while also offering potential capital appreciation. Google things like top companies paying regular, reliable dividends. These dividend kings include Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, Johnson & Johnson. You just choose which one is right for you. Another one is bond ladders. Purchasing bonds with staggered maturity dates ensures a predictable, regular income stream while reducing interest rates. Risk. REITs. Have you heard of REITs, Gary?
I have, yes. Yes.
So those of you who have not heard of REITs, REITs is real estate investment trusts. These allow investment in commercial real estate, offering high dividend yields. Another one is low-cost index ETFs, fixed or variable annuities, cash and cash equivalents. There's just so many different ways you could invest your money while you're trying to save for retirement. She also committed to regular check-ins with her advisor to reassess her investment strategy every year. So that was her winning strategy.
Makes sense to me.
Yep.
The show is Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. Nicole is with the Dixon Agency. Let's get you on the calendar. All set up with that comprehensive plan. There's no cost. There's no obligation. 888-919-0024. That's the number to call. 888-919-0024. Call right now. The folks at Dixon Agency standing by this weekend, ready for your phone call. Ready for case study number three. I think we can get one more in. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Here's the late bloomer. Tom and Sarah, they're both 58, realize they haven't saved enough for retirement. So what are their issues and how do they resolve their issues?
Okay, so we're going to talk about the P word this week, Gary. What's the P word?
Procrastination.
Procrastination.
Something like that.
Procrastination. The delay exactly. in making financial decisions came at a big cost because of benefits like compounding interest. It'll be a challenge to save enough without working longer and living a different life, but this is not impossible. So procrastination is the biggest, like, it's when you say, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week, I'll do it next month, I'll do it next year, I'll do it on my birthday, I'm gonna start in the spring, I'm gonna start in the fall. It's the biggest lie you could tell yourself. So procrastination is a lot of reasons why some people have not saved as much as they would like. And then number two, the core issue identified was lack of budgeting and planning. Without a structured plan, they missed so many opportunities to save effectively, Gary.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about winning strategies. What should they be doing?
Number one, whenever you meet with me, we talk about creating a budget. Because if you're just paying bills and just living freely and just swiping your card and you don't have like a budget or a planner, I always tell people buy a planner, write out your bills, the date that is due on. I mean, it seems so simple, but I took a personal finance class way back in undergrad. And one of the things that I learned in that class was if you write down your expenses, you'll know exactly, you know, that number of a budget, what you could spend and what you can't, because you know, priorities like your rent, your mortgage, your insurance, your, you know, the priority things that you need come first. So create a budget. They created a detailed budget to maximize their 401k contributions. They made a spending plan and they stuck to it. And then they opened an HSA. So I want to say one thing about the HSA. How much time do we have, Gary? Not much.
We have a couple of minutes left. Go ahead.
So by setting up a health savings account, they planned for future medical expenses and tax advantages. I want you to know, to be eligible to open and contribute to a health savings account in 2026, you must be covered by an HSA qualified high deductible plan. You can have no other comprehensive health coverage like Medicare, and not be claimed as a dependent on another person's tax return. So if you are a single person, you could your deductibles could be up to $1,700, and if you're a family, it's $3,400. Some key eligibility requirements, because everybody cannot participate with an HSA. So you must be enrolled in an HDHP, which is the deductible plan, on the first day of the month. So I know that open enrollment is coming up, and with like end of summer and beginning of fall, I know that's on the way. Sign up if you can. You cannot have other disqualifying medical coverage, such as a traditional health plan, Medicare A or B, or TRICARE. You can't have TRICARE. For veterans, you cannot have received VA benefits within the past 3 months if you want to contribute to an HSA. So these are just little things that you should know. If you didn't know, catch-up contributions. Individuals age 55 or older can make an additional $1,000 catch-up contribution annually. Last but not least, remember that using funds for non-qualified expenses before age 65 incurs a 20% penalty plus income tax, but the age 65 rule plus funds can be used for non-qualified expenses penalty-free, though they are still subject to income tax. So just remember
right,
that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just remember those things.
Yeah, no, that's great advice, Nicole. Yeah. All right, we're up against the clock. Tell our listeners what you do for them when you meet with them.
So throughout these case studies, we see the vital role of financial advisors in guiding retirees. Proper application of these and other winning strategies to the entirety of your financial planning journey is essential. Start first by seeking professional advice. That's where we come in. And if you are amenable to make adjustments where needed, you can do it without compromising your quality of life in the present to ensure that you have enough money for your future. Let's retire those losing strategies, many of which stem from procrastination, emotional decision-making, and ignoring diversification. I'm here to help all those that are serious about getting a budget and a plan in place. Gary, tell them how they can get in contact with us.
Absolutely. Great advice, Nicole. That was a great segment, too. We really love that segment. 888-919-0024, 888-919-0024. The goal of the show here is to help you make the best decision. Any questions you have about what we're talking about, how it may apply to your own situation, we want to get that comprehensive plan where there's no cost, there's no obligation. That phone number is 888-919-0024, 888-919-0024. Call right now. The folks at Dixon Agency standing by this weekend, ready for your phone call. Wow, fast-paced show going today. Yes. We got it going on. We're going to take a break. Be back with segment three in just a minute. Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. Nicole, what's up next?
Thinking about picking up a new skill in retirement? We'll explore how lifelong learning could impact your financial plan.
And look at that. We're halfway through the show. Welcome back. This is Prosperity Playbook. I'm your host, Gary Nolan. Back with us to help you take charge of your money is Nicole Gibbs. Nicole has helped hundreds of clients achieve the financial success. Been doing it for quite a while. Over 10 years experience in retirement planning business, and Nicole is with the Dixon Agency. Let's dive into segment number three. Here we go. Nearly 40% of adults over 50 are using technology to learn new skills, according to AARP. Whether it's mastering smart home devices or taking online classes, we see many retirement as an opportunity to pursue new passions. But how does this influence your financial planning? Let's explore how these learning new skills and hobbies impact your budget and your retirement strategies. Here's our first question. How can I budget for the courses, equipment, and new hobbies after I retire, Nicole?
That's a great, great question. What you should do is allocate a portion of your discretionary budget to lifelong learning and hobbies, if that's what you want to do. But you should also look for free or low-cost online resources to reduce expenses. So what I've done is found the top three that I think that you should write down if you're interested. One is Harvard University. They actually offer professional and lifelong learning courses. And guess what, Gary? They're absolutely free. Can you believe that?
You're kidding. I had no idea.
Yep. They have some free courses you can get in certain subjects. Another one of my favorites is Allison.com. They offer over 4,000 free online courses from top universities. And I always use Allison. So here's a free hack for you guys really quickly. I'm just going to slide this in there. If you want a discount on your car insurance, you know that most car insurance asks the question if you have defensive driving course. A lot of people don't want to pay for the $20 or whatever it is. So Allison actually offers a free defensive driving course. It's maybe, it says it's 8 hours, but it doesn't take you that long to learn it. You learn it, you turn it into your car insurance, and you get the discount. So just wanted to slide that in there. But
wow,
Allison.com is, yeah, Allison, and that's free too. It's free. Allison.com is one that we, you know, I tell some of my clients or whatever as far as on the car insurance PNC side. Last but not least, learn skills for in-demand jobs with Google Career Certificates. So Google actually has this thing called Grow and Learn with Google, and they have the digital marketing classes, they have the AI classes, and you can actually get certificates and actually use these on your resume or LinkedIn profile to get jobs. So yeah, I think you should.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Could it help me figure out my remote for my TV? Because I can't figure out the remote on my TV sometime. I need to call my son over. Get over here. It's not working.
Oh, we're going to talk about you too. We're going to go. Let's continue.
All right, we'll continue along. Should I consider continuing education as part of my retirement plan for mental stimulation and social connections? That sounds like something that sounds very positive to me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Continuing education can improve cognitive health, reduce healthcare costs, and foster social connections that improve overall well-being. The cognitive health and mental sharpness is super important, especially as you get older. Think about, you know, everything that you've digested, experienced, learned, seen, heard, you know, over your lifetime. So by the time you get to 65, like, you still, your brain stimulation may be trying to slow down. So what they're saying is learning new skills such as a language, learning how to play an instrument, or even learning about technology creates new neural connections and improves memory, problem solving, and mental agility. It slows the decline when it comes to your mental intellectual activities. Studies have showed, Gary, that seniors who engage in intellectual activities such as reading or attending classes, they experience a slower rate of cognitive decline compared to those who do not. So those who are just sitting around, just looking out the window, drinking sweet tea on that wraparound porch. I want a wraparound porch so bad. Whatever. Okay, so last but not least, use it or lose it. Mentally stimulating activities can help prevent memory loss and in some cases delay the onset of Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, my dad was like 65 and he started to learn how to play the organ.
Really?
And it kept him, it did. And it kept him sharp. He was sharp right up till the time he passed away.
How long?
89 years old. 89.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so yeah.
There
that
are
really
definitely, and this is talking about you with a person that you're saying the technology, the practical benefits of understanding digital literacy and learning technology is super important because it stretches your mind a little bit. So tech savviness, technology courses empower seniors to confidently use smartphones, Gary, computers, and social media to connect with family and manage finances. You are the old guy. I was like, have you ever seen the old guy that can't see the phone and don't know how to work it? You got to pick a struggle.
Yeah.
You can't not see the phone and don't know how to work the phone. You listen, you're doing the most with that.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
independence
is
important. Digital skills allow for better access to online banking and telehealth services, boosting independence for seniors. And last but not least, affordability. Many institutions offer free or heavily discounted tuitions for adults over 55. So definitely consider
Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely need to keep up with technology. There's no question. It gets a little more difficult the older you get, but you got to stay with it and you got to, you know, ask for help if you need help, right?
I'd rather you pluck around on that computer than ask me to do it for you, because if I don't do it right, then you're going to have a problem. Like, yeah, I think everybody should know the basics of technology.
Yes, absolutely. The show is Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. I'm Gary Nolan, your host, and Nicole is with the Dixon Agency, has over 10 years experience in retirement planning business. And here's the deal. We want to get you on the calendar, all set up with that comprehensive plan. Now, there is limited availability, so you really should get to the phone right now. Punch this phone number into your phone and keep it in your phone. 888-919-0024, 888-919-0024. Call right now. Again, the folks at Dixon Agency standing by this weekend, ready for your phone call. You deserve a more confident plan to retire. Want to be stress-free, peace of mind, sleep well at night. Fact of the matter is nothing changes till you pick up the phone and dial that number one more time, 888-919-0024. Our third question, are there specific tax deductions for pursuing educational activities in retirement?
Gary, what do you think? Yes or no?
I would hope there would be. Absolutely, there is.
Yes, retirees can benefit from education tax breaks, primarily the non-refundable lifetime learning credit. It's the LLC, which offers up to $2,000 per tax return for qualifying tuition and fees. Unlike the American Opportunity Credit, the LLC has no limit on the number of years it can be claimed and covers courses to improve job skills or for like undergraduate or graduate studies. So if you're one of those people that didn't go to college and you jumped right into a career and you worked your way up and you just worked in that job forever and you're like, okay, I'm retired now, I want to go to school, it's good to know about that. The key tax benefits for education and retirement is, like I said, the LLC. It's worth up to 20% of the first $10,000 of qualified education expenses, maximum $2,000 per return. It applies to non-degree seeking students, continuing education, and career improvement courses. Also, really quickly, a strategy when it comes to tax benefits for education and retirement is the penalty-free IRA withdrawal. So, people didn't know you can withdraw funds from a traditional or Roth IRA penalty-free before age 59 and a half, or if you're older, to pay for qualified higher education expenses for yourself, your spouse, or dependents. You still pay income tax on the withdrawal, but avoid the 10% penalty. Bet you didn't know that, Gary.
No, I was not aware of that at all. How about this? We still have one or two more questions here.
Okay.
How can lifelong learning help reduce healthcare costs by keeping me mentally active?
Staying mentally active through learning reduces the risk of cognitive decline. We talked about that a little bit earlier, about maybe seven minutes ago. If you want to recap some of the information that we're providing on today's show, you can always go to www.prosperityplaybookradio.com. All of the shows are on there. This one will be up on after it airs. However, I think that is super important to think about potentially lowering long-term health care costs by preventing conditions like dementia, keeping your mind active. Get on, like I said, use AI. Ask AI, hey, I am 65 years old. You know, there's a history of Alzheimer's and dementia in my family. What are some things that I can do based on the hobbies that I like, and put the hobbies in that you like to keep my mind mentally stimulated? That's how you have to use AI.
All right. A couple of minutes left. What financial strategies can I use to balance new interest and necessary retirement expenses?
Good question. Prioritize essential expenses first, then allocate a portion of your discretionary spending to hobbies. So what does that mean, Nicole? Track your expenses closely to avoid overspending, in layman's terms. Balance new interests like your hobbies, if you want to travel, with necessary expenses like healthcare, housing, and retirement. You have to think about the yin and the yang, right? You should adopt a flexible, segmented budget that treats essentials and passions separately while maximizing tax advantage income. So you got to think about the good and the bad, the fun and the essentials, like the wants and the needs. So you have to think about both of them in retirement so you know how to go. And I always tell people that first 12 months, you should follow your budget and that plan to a T. So you know where you could kind of, you have wiggle room here or there based on seasons, based on what's going on in the world. I think it's important to follow that financial plan explicitly the first 12 months.
Yeah, and the first year is generally the go-go years. That's when you spend the most money in retirement, is that first year, Nicole, right?
That's what they say. That is what they say. But if you stick to that budget and your plan based on what you have saved, you shouldn't overspend.
Okay. Great segment again. Lots to get to this show. We still got some more to go. We'll be heading to segment four in just a minute. This is Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. I'm Gary Nolan, your host. Nicole, tell us, our listeners, what you do for them when you meet with them.
So when we meet with each other, we actually sit down and we don't have a chit-chat about what happened last week on the Sherry Shepherd Show. We actually talk about what are your goals for your retirement. What is that number? What does that number look like? Do you want it to be the amount that you're actually bringing home while you're working? If so, how can we get to that number? So we talk about that. And then we talk about all the things in betweens. We talk about your family. We talk about your kids. We talk about legacy building. We talk about debt. We talk about expenses. We talk about a budget. And based on your specific situation, we create a plan that you could stick to. We meet you where you are. And if you're interested in having this conversation, I'm more than happy to have it with you. Gary, tell them how they can get in contact with us.
Absolutely. You just pick up the phone and you dial this number. Punch this number in your phone. Save it in your phone right now. 888-919-0024. 888-919-0024. Folks, advice like this shows you how important it is to meet with a financial coach, to meet with Nicole and the team. They understand the ins and outs of the financial world. Take advantage of this opportunity. Make sure you're on the right path. The path is based on your risk preferences, your budget, and your goals. That phone number is 888-919-0024. The folks at Dixon Agency standing by this weekend, ready for your phone call. Let's get you on the calendar, get you all set up with that comprehensive plan. Again, there's no cost, there's no obligation, so do it right now while you're thinking about it. All right, one more time before we take our final break, 888-919-0024. Call right now. Again, the folks at Dixon Agency standing by this weekend, ready for your phone call. It's break time, Nicole. Let's continue along with Prosperity Playbook with Nicole in just a minute. What's up next?
It's time for questions and answers, Gary. So questions from listeners and answers from me.
Nicole told me during the break this is her favorite part of the show, Q&A. Am I right, Nicole? It's your favorite part of the show, isn't it?
It is. It's like the case studies we did earlier in the second segment.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. The show is Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. Nicole is with the Dixon Agency, has over 10 years' experience in retirement planning business. If you missed the phone number in the prior segment, here it is, 888-919-0024, 888-919-0024. Here's our first question. I'm currently in my 50s, and there's no time to taper retirement savings. I want to max out my retirement contributions. I also have another $120,000 in a savings account, and I want to invest in a non-retirement account. What advice would you give me as of now?
So for our listeners in their 50s who are ready to floor the accelerator on their wealth, this is your power decade. You've got the wisdom, you've got the income, and the time to make a massive impact before you cross the retirement finish line. So yes, you should absolutely max out your retirement accounts first, but that $120,000 in cash is lazy money that needs a job and a non-retirement brokerage account to keep your 2026 momentum going. Because when you think about the years that you're in retirement, the laws change, policies change, so you have to keep up with all the things, even in retirement. So as of April 15th, 2026, the S&P 500 is showing strong bullish energy. So bull and bear market is bull means it's rising, it's thriving, it's going hard, it's lit, it's all those things. It's the birthday. Gary, have you heard the new saying, you the birthday? Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've not heard of that.
I couldn't. When I was like, what is that? That they was like, this means you're hype, you're celebrated, you're whatever. So yes, that's the bullish market. And then the bear market is when it's bear, it's nothing on that tree, it's real lonely. So the S&P is showing strong bullish energy, but with bond yields around 4.3%, we have to be strategic. So the tax efficient growth bucket, I believe, should be stocks and ETFs. Get with someone who sells stocks and bonds and who understands markets when it comes to the tax bills and all those different things. The next thing you might want to consider is a municipal bond. That's a shield. So if you're in a high tax bracket in your 50s, putting a portion of that 120 into a municipal bond can be a game changer. The interest earned is generally federal tax-free. And in 2026, with the IRS looking closely at high earners, because you know they looking, okay, with they looking self, they are looking. Having income that Uncle Sam can't touch is one of the best ways to grow your net worth. The last thing I would say is the Opportunity Fund, which is high yield cash savings account. Don't move all of $120,000 into the market at once. Use dollar cost averaging. Keep a sidecar of about 20% in a high yield savings account that pays around 4 to 5%. This gives you the dry powder to buy the dip if the market sees a spring correction while still earning more than a traditional checking account. So the prosperity bottom line is this. In your 50s, you aren't just saving for retirement. You are building a bridge of wealth that you can access before age 59 and a half without penalties. Your $120,000 needs to be balanced between growth for tomorrow and tax efficiency for today.
Yeah. All right. Here's this one. How can one take advantage of the investment world as it stands today and potentially grow retirement savings net worth to about $3 million over time? I hear that's the new magic number to have saved for retirement, $3 million. I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know about that one either.
A $3 million portfolio, Gary, is a substantial sum that typically supports a comfortable high-end retirement lifestyle. That's like a C-suite person, a director, a VP, a social intelligence person. I don't know. Someone with a very high income, and they were able to save most of what they were earning. So that's what I'll say. But using the common 4% rule, you can comfortably withdraw roughly $120,000 in the first year and also inflation adjustments for 30 years. This often amounts to over $150,000 in annual income when combined with Social Security. So I think that it's important to understand not everybody is going to save $3 million. However, if you are that person, just make sure that when it comes to taxes, you're making sure that you're maximizing your catch-up years. You're doing the math when it comes to 30 years in retirement and receiving that $150,000 a year in income annually from this lump sum. And just understand that if you put high-growth assets, like if you put this money in high-growth assets like stocks, you could do it in your Roth IRA where it grows tax-free forever. You could put it in assets like bonds to defer the taxes. It's just little different things that you could do. The prosperity bottom line is this. The $3 million isn't just a dream number. It's a math problem that can be solved with discipline and the right tools. You don't need to strike it rich in the market. You need a consistent playbook that compounds your wins while shielding you from the IRS. Stop wondering if you'll have enough and start building the bridge to $3 million if that is your goal or aspiration. Whether you're at $300,000 today or $1.3 tomorrow, the steps you take in 2026 will determine your freedom in 2036. That's the most important thing you need to know.
Yeah. And there is no magic number. Everybody's number is different, Nicole. It depends on their situation, right?
Like $150,000 a year for a retired person who is like your first 5 to 10 years when you're retired. Like the first... If you retire at like 55 and you retire, the first 10 years you're going to turn up, you're going to spend money. But 65 to 75, you start slowing it down. That's just what I believe. And
yeah,
then from 75
right.
to 85, you definitely slowing it down. Why? You know, you got to think about longevity. You got to think about the future self of, okay, let me think about the 80-year-old Nicole. Is she going to be flying around Paris and Brisbane, Australia, Africa? Like, am I really going to be doing that? No. So I don't need that much money. So, yeah, no. you gotta do what's best for you.
Right. Everybody's number is different. Everybody's situation is different.
It is.
And that's why you need Nicole. And that's why you need the Prosperity Playbook review with Nicole. And here's that phone number, 888-919-0024. 888-919-0024. Get that prosperity playbook review that Nicole talks about. Get yourself all set up with that comprehensive plan. There's no cost. There's no obligation. 888-919-0024. Time for one or two more questions.
Okay.
My primary concern is to grow my reserve of $240,000, which has been sitting, a sitting duck since forever, with zero to no gains. I'm sure of long-term gain, but my savings is laying in the bank, plus with inflation, plus my portfolio losing gains every day. I need a remedy. I'm all ears. What do we have for this person?
So the first thing I want to say is we're not going to have a lack mindset around retirement. If $3 million is your goal, it's okay. Having $150,000 come to you annually, if that's what you want, it's okay. But this $240,000 could be okay too. So that's basically what we wanted to say, and I wanted to clear that up. So yes, keeping $240,000 in a standard bank account is actually a guaranteed loss because of purchasing power. Inflation is going to eat away at that every single day, but we can fix that with a bucket strategy that provides both safety and growth. So the tax deadline, which was April the 15th, that's when it's the perfect time for you to do a wealth audit. And here's the remedy for that $240,000 quote-unquote sitting duck. Years one and two, don't move all of it into the market at once, but take about $50,000 and move it into a high yield savings account. That way you can get, you have access to liquidity and you'll also be earning interest on that account value. The next thing is years three through 10, the remaining $190,000, you need to outpace inflation because you know it's going to happen. Because you're paying the long, you're playing the long-term game, we look at a diversified brokerage account. By using low-cost index funds, you're putting your money to work in the global economy if that's what you want to do. Another strategy is putting it into annuity. You put it into a 10-year annuity with a 17 to 22% bonus with no fee. You automatically increase that amount and instantly on day one, and then it grows on the account value every year of that amount, anywhere from 7 to 12%, depending on which strategy you use. And it's super duper safe from the market. Whatever you put in, you never lose. So that's also a great way. The protection hybrid is that way, the fixed index annuity. So I think that's super good. That's a super great strategy if you want to play it all the way safe. The prosperity bottom line is this. Your $240,000 shouldn't be a sitting duck. It should be a working horse. If your money isn't growing faster than the cost of groceries and gas, you are falling behind. Stop watching your hard-earned savings melt away. It's time to move from saving to investing.
Yeah, absolutely. Time for one more question. Let's squeeze this one in.
Okay.
I'm at the beginning of my investment journey, planning to put $85,000 into dividend stocks, so I'll be making 30% per year in dividend returns. Any advice? Am I going about this the right way?
Well, first of all, do you know who told you to do a dividend stock? If you know about dividend stocks, first of all, before you put your money in anything, you need to learn everything about it. And even if you don't learn everything, you need to hire or find someone who you can consult with, and they can help you with understanding how to find the most quality, safe dividend stocks. They pay around 3 to 5%. And when you see a company promising a 30% dividend, it is usually a red flag. So you need to know that. That company is in financial trouble and the stock price might basically crash. So here's some advice for the $85,000. The yield trap warning. This is a warning. A 30% dividend yield is almost always a yield trap. Often these companies are paying out more than they earn just to attract investors. So this is not sustainable. This isn't something that you want to kind of do without the help of someone who actually knows what they're doing when it comes to this. You don't want to earn $25,000 in dividends only to watch your 85% principal drop to 40% because the company's stock price plummeted, because that literally can happen. Number two, focus on total return. In your early journey, you want total return. Total return is dividends plus the growth of the stock price. Reliable dividend aristocrats, which are companies that have paid dividends for 25 plus years. That's another thing that you want to talk, you want to, you know, AI or Google or whatever. Top performing dividend companies. That's going to tell you who you should go with. They're much safer. They might only pay 4%, but they tend to grow their stock price and their dividend checks every single year, building true wealth over time. Last but not least, Diversification is your best friend. We've been saying it the whole time we've been on air today. Don't put all that 85 into a few high-paying stocks. Use a dividend ETF, exchange trade fund. If you don't know about this stuff, hire a fiduciary that's licensed in stocks and bonds, okay? The prosperity bottom line is this. Investing is a marathon, not a sprint. I think our guy Nipsey Hussle said that best. Mm-hmm. A realistic 7 to 10% total return will turn your $85,000 into a fortune over time, while chasing 30% could lead to a total loss before you even get started. Don't chase magic numbers. Build a solid foundation. You have the capital. Now you just need the right map.
Yeah, that's some great advice, Nicole. All right, there we go. Up against the clock. Final thoughts as we wrap up today's show. Tell us about what you do for listeners when you meet with them.
So I know we talked about a lot of different topics today. We provided a lot of different information about financial plans and just things that's trending in our world. But what I want you to do is get on my calendar if you do not have a plan. What we do is we help you discover where you at. We meet you there. We start with a budget. We start with a plan that reduces debt. We start with a plan that helps you save in a high emergency savings. We also provide different retirement vehicles that's best for your money and how it should grow. If you do not have any of these things in place, please get on our calendar. We're taking our first 10 callers next week. I will actually be talking with you guys to help you grow your money, telling how to go, where to go, and how to grow. Gary, tell them how they can get in contact with us.
Absolutely, Nicole. Happy to do so. 888-919-0024. Your chance to benefit from a personalized retirement income plan and so much more. Call right now. We still have a limited number of availabilities on our calendar this week. And remember, the consultation is offered at no cost and no obligation. That's 888-919-0024. One more time before we wrap up today's show, 888-919-0024. That's it for today. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Hope you found the information we presented helpful. Look forward to all of you being back next week. We'll have new topics and new questions right here on Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. Nicole, a pleasure as always. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week, Nicole. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gary.
During this show, Nicole Gibbs provides general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and products or services should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory services. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Ross Dixon. By contacting Ross Dixon, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.